that's, I thought, what the discussion was recently now, is that's why the neighbors want the PDD changed. Because maybe all those blasts truly are not violating those limits. That's why these members want those limits changed.
I think they want them lowered because it's shaking their homes. I don't think they care what level it is.
Yep.
I think they just want a reasonableness so their homes stop shaking. And I, you know, at this event I was at, I was talking to someone, well, you know, if they live by a quarry, I'm like, yes, but the quarry has moved toward them. And they didn't move their house toward the quarry. Their houses have been stable in one place. So, all right, we need to get back to the citizen comment period. I see Judy has a microphone. So.
Judy Mills, 8018 West Winston Way. I lived in the city for over 30 years, and the quarry complaints never end. This has been going on for over 30 years. So this city has to be incredibly incompetent if they haven't solved this problem in 30 years. I have, just going over some of the data that I've gotten out of from the quarry committee and the city and blah, blah, blah. They keep throwing in, and I think they do it too, as a distraction, a shiny object to get people to kind of distract them away from the issue. But they keep, the city keeps saying, well, the federal and state government have controls over the quarry. Well, the federal government, their issues are worker safety, or in other words, OSHA, basically. So if the workers want to complain that the quarry isn't treating them fairly, they go to the federal government and OSHA. Not that, so that's their general, that's the general reason why the feds come in. The state is involved in environmental issues. The city of Franklin controls the quarry, basically everything. So every complaint you have, the city of Franklin wrote the PDD 23 and PDD 24, and every single rule and regulation that's in that PDD on what that quarry can do and cannot do, our city officials wrote. And they decided that that quarry could blow up anything they wanted, any time they wanted, and make your lives miserable for 4 years or however long they've been here. And they've been yanking you around for all this time, coming up with, well, write complaints, and let's send complaints here and there, and blah, 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 blah with complaints. The complaints haven't gone anywhere. They haven't done any good. Nobody takes any action on them. And when they say, well, Joe Deedle just mentioned that, well, maybe all these complaints that these people, that the taxpayers of Franklin have been making, don't warrant complaining about, because it doesn't meet the PDD 23 and 24 parameters. Well, maybe there's something wrong with the PDD 23 and 24. If you can have a business operating that way for decades and decades, and have citizens that are taxpayers paying their taxes, living their lives, and being miserable because things are falling off their walls, their basements are cracking, etc. And that there's a kind of arrogance, I think, on the part of Payne and Dolan, because they know they are protected by that PDD. And there's always, when somebody, I don't know if anybody saw it in the paper, but Oak Creek got an award for having an outstanding government body. And the part of the criteria for getting that was that any citizen could look at any document, find any information easily. It had to be clearly written. You did not have to be an attorney or a rocket scientist to be able to understand what was there. And that any time you come to the city for some information, you get this thing, well, go listen to these tapes. And the tapes, you can't understand what's on them. And you should have minutes of these meetings that are written down, that are concise and practical to read, that you can scan in a short period of time. You should not have to listen to hundreds of hours of tapes to figure out what's going on, and the city knows that, and they know that by telling people, go listen to tapes, that no one has the time to do that, because everybody's lives are so busy that, it, just like trying to get somebody here to these meetings, people are just overwhelmed time-wise living their lives. So so that our mayor, our Economic Development Committee, our Planning Commission, Mr. Deedle, they wrote all these rules and regulations for the quarry, and they're the ones that can undo this if they want to. They can write a PDD anytime they want to clear this up, and they don't want to. And that's why this goes on year after year. And if you want to change things, you've got to change the people that are running the city. It is my estimation of it. And as I've read through documents, I find that all of a sudden things change. Data changes. One minute the quarry is only blasting 300 times a year. Then they're blasting only 250 times a year. And it seems like when something goes down in print saying that the quarry has done something, and obviously the quarry doesn't like that. So then the next time it's written up, and who knows who changes this stuff. And just like Jill was saying, she had a document that was supposed to be printed up, and when it appeared on the city newsletter, she was wondering who wrote this thing. So, because it wasn't her, so somebody went ahead and changed this thing and published it. So you get the stuff that is changed. I discovered
Judy, I've given you more than double the time. So please finish up.
Okay.
Because we've got a lot of things on the agenda, and if we're going to be accused of not getting anything done, that's part of the problem.
Averaging their blasts so that they could blast, they could do a real big blast and then let off a firecracker, average them together, and so say that they weren't doing big blasts. And when I brought that to the attention, the quarry immediately said, take that out of this. We want that erased from this. And the next thing you know, the next thing that came out in print, that disappeared from this.
Okay,
so
Judy, you need to finish up.
The people that are running the show are the quarry. With the permission of our mayor and everybody else. And so I think that PDD needs to be examined again.
It's on the agenda for the council.
And thank you for getting that microphone for me.
Thank you. I just want to follow up that you made some good comments, Judy. They weren't all 100% accurate. So just take that with what you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this gentleman, but he spoke first. He already spoke once.
I can't. That mic isn't working properly. Are you aware of it?
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road.
That's great because
6.
He couldn't even understand how to use it.
Leroy.
So I just want to just real quick dovetail off of what Mr. Klinkwitz said. I love the fact that there's that box on there, and I'm not looking to create another process, but I absolutely 100% think that if that box is checked, doesn't matter who looks at it, that Payne and Dolan gets a copy of it, Payne and Dolan is made aware of it, and then let them decide. I mean, we need to have this communication field open. It can't start here, stop here, and they have no idea who's complaining.
Mr. Deal, they do get copies when the box is checked?
Correct. Peace in the administration.
Alderman Nelson, Mr. Deal does give the quarry copies.
Thank you. Ron Arfston, 8161 South 59th Street. I have two questions. One for the planning director. I filed a complaint through the city channels just like he outlined on February 16th. Have you gotten a copy of that complaint?
I wouldn't, because it would go to the district dollar person.
He just said that he outlined the whole process that city complaint would end up on your desk because of related...
It would end up on the district alder person's desk. The ones
well,
that go
okay,
through
since
the,
he's here...
So it would be this guy's desk.
Did you get it?
We talked earlier, and I did not see your...
Then the question is, sir... Planning director, what happened to my complaint? You've not responded, nor answered, nor on three occasions I've dealt with you.
He'll give you an answer.
Have you done anything? I don't expect an answer.
Well,
the second thing I want to share with you I invited the Payne and Dolan
like
people.
This talked to me at the comment.
Glenn in particular, and I believe it was Travis. Right?
Derek.
I'm sorry. No problem. Into my home. They were very courteous, pleasant, and cooperative. They spent over an hour and a half with me to explain the quarry situation. I should alert you all of one very clear fact that came out of that discussion. Under no circumstances does Payne and Dolan take any responsibility for any damage to your house, because by all legal standards of certification of blasting requirements, both nationwide and internationally, your home would never be affected by what they do. So you got to start with that emphasis, people. These people don't recognize, don't even accept the fact that your damage to your home is caused by them. So you have to understand that when you start dealing with the fact that they've already determined in their own operation that anything they do is, by all the research and the laws that they're developing by, is not, I repeat, not affecting your property. And if it is, you're smoking something. Okay.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. This mic is not working properly.
I can hear you. And I have another recorder here as well.
I'd like to say this. The fact that we have a quarry in here is partly due to the city. And the fact that the city gave all these homes permit to build around the quarry, they should be responsible for the damage being done then. Besides the fact that the quarry is a public nuisance, we have an ordinance, and it's time we start using it. Incidentally, I know you don't like to hear this, but I thought it says 3 minutes conversation when somebody's talking.
At the beginning, I said I would be flexible.
Miss Judy Mills constantly violates that at every meeting that I go to. I don't care if it's a county, everything. She just gets up there and keeps rattling away. Please, let's have it all fair. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Are there any other citizens that wish to comment before I close the citizen comment period?
Yeah.
I'll wait for you. Come on.
Excuse me. Oh, wow.
Thank you, John.
You're
welcome.
My name is Penny Janowski. And can you hear me?
Yeah, just give your address.
Okay, my name is Penny Janowski, and I live at 7985 South 57th Street, right across from the quarry in River Heights. And I was wondering, if the quarries have quarried up to their max, if they're within 850 feet to the south from the median of Drexel, how can they possibly be blasting any?
They're not. They still have areas to blast. They have not reached their limits.
When was the last time it was measured?
2017.
Well, then, I think they need to be remeasured.
It's on the agenda. We have the surveys in here. The packets were online. All the survey data is there.
I think measured.
Point taken.
And if you could possibly let me know when it's going to happen and by whom.
Well, that would take an approval of the Common Council.
So what does it take?
Approval of the Common Council, 4 votes.
Okay. I mean, if they don't... Oh, I guess I missed something. We just got, like, nowhere last time I went to a Common Council meeting. So, I don't think we stand a lot of chance in maybe getting it remeasured. I would like to think so. I would like to think that as a constituent, that there's a possibility. But I think that as far as the core is going, Franklin, they have become a nuisance. I mean, they're a nuisance. And I don't care if the state is giving them limitations that they're blasting under or within. They're a nuisance. When you can feel your house shaking and rocking and rattling and rolling, that's a nuisance. Do you know that one day when the quarries were, a long time ago, were really blasting hard, there was an earthquake that came up, like, I think from St. Louis. And everybody that I know of in Root River Heights thought it was just quarries blasting. And it was an earthquake. Except for Marge Shore. Is there anybody here who lives around the quarry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I respond to that?
Just a second. Alderman Barber would like to respond to you. Your 3-minute time has exceeded. I would like to give him the floor to allow him to respond to you.
One of the things that I've been following up on is the actual, where are they in relation to the limits that they have? They're set up by PDD, so they can be verified. So what I'm asking, and I've asked Joel to put it on the agenda for tonight, is that we request another measurement be taken on both the east and the south side, and that would then go to the council. That's what I'm hoping that we have action on this evening, to forward that on so that we can get another survey. Stantec did it in 2017, and I have a document from them saying that they were in compliance as of that year. But that was in June that report came out, so it was probably done before that. So I'm with you in the sense that I think it's time we did another one, and I'm requesting that happen as an action this evening, as an agenda item.
Thank you. I just think we need to do something.
Okay. Well, let's get to business, so hopefully we can get some things done. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to close the citizen comment period and take up our first action for business. It's 5A, update from the committee, automatic reps related to item G4 on the January 22nd Common Council meeting with further actions as may be needed as a result of the council's direction. This is to include all the items from January 22nd Council Action Sheet, specifically but not limited to review and discussion related to quarry information updates needed on the city's website, which would include the photo, informational pamphlet, etc. So the citizen comment period resulted in questions about the photo. I guess I'd like to ask the quarry representatives, the photo, Clint, that you provided me, does that meet the ortho requirements? Because I did ask Lisa to put it up on the website.
Do you mean over there or my
page? Wherever.
Okay, Clint, you're paying to go on. The PDDs just require an annual aerial photo, period. They don't say ortho photo or not. A few weeks ago, when I sent that in, the request was made to put line work on top of the photo. Mm-hmm. I said I could do that, but I needed to get it ortho rectified. Well, with that photo, because of how they take it, they weren't able to do that without it stretching and looking goofy. And the reason I want to make sure it was ortho rectified is when somebody's looking at it, there's distortions with the Earth's surface, so ortho rectification basically stretches it to meet, so everything looks the way it should. So I didn't want to provide you something that's not going to look right and raise more questions than this. So there's no requirements for ortho rectification. I'm working on getting actually an ortho photo from Milwaukee County and overlaying that line work as requested. It was property lines, I think the PDD limits, Mike, and then setbacks.